It's the Breakfast Show from BBC Wiltshire this morning. We've been talking about the new Bishop of Salisbury, who, as we've said, will walk into the city of Salisbury from Bishop Down in an age-old tradition today before he takes his first sermon at Salisbury Cathedral. Well, we've had a few technical difficulties this morning, speaking to our reporter, Annie Weston. I am confident they've all been ironed out now and we can join Annie Weston live at Salisbury Cathedral. Good morning again.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, there you are, look.
Stroke technician, so here I am. Yes, welcome to Salisbury Cathedral this morning. The sun is coming up on what looks to be quite a beautiful day today for the enthronement ceremony for Bishop Nicholas Holtom. And there was a lovely warm glow inside the cathedral earlier on this morning, probably to welcome the bishop in, I'd like to think. And as you can hear, I definitely am at Salisbury Cathedral. The bell will be chiming for quite a bit as we are having our chat here this morning, because the service is due to start at 7:30. Joining me this morning is Jonathan Ball, and he is the Bishop's Chaplain. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning to you, Annie.
An exciting morning.
Very exciting for many, many people in the diocese. There are 27,000 church members who are looking forward to having Nicholas Holtom as our new leader. He's got tremendous experience from St Martin in the Fields in London. We're so much looking forward to him sharing his gifts with us and helping us better to serve the communities here in Wiltshire.
And Jonathan, your role as a chaplain for the bishop, quite different from a traditional chaplain role. Tell us about that.
Well, I suppose in business terms, I'm his chief of staff. I do his research, run his meetings, organise his life. In ordinary terms, I'm his mother. He can't do anything without getting me to sort it for him.
What's it been like organising this today? Because there's a lot to get through. We'll talk about the ceremony in a bit.
It's been a nightmare. I'm terribly hoping everything goes right, because if it doesn't, my head's on the block. So many people have helped in so many ways, not just church people. Everybody's been brilliant. I mean, even the people who own the dress shop that used to be the pub where the bishop puts his robes on outside the close have been wonderful in helping us get ready for today, and they're going to be welcoming us later on.
Fantastic. They've got lots of purple clothing in the shop windows.
Yeah. It's the autumn season. Is Bishop's purple is marvellous.
And what does it mean then for this diocese to finally have a bishop in place after 15 months of waiting?
Well, there are 570 churches in the Diocese of Salisbury, so that's a huge number of communities. And we want to be able to serve the communities, not just church people, but everybody in them. We're the biggest voluntary organisation in Wiltshire and Dorset. And we want to be able to really build those communities, make them stronger, running everything from food banks to offering employment, looking after the homeless. We have 200 schools with 41,000 children, and so we're hoping that Nicholas Holtom is going to help us to serve those communities better.
And what do you think it means from the community's perspective to have an event like today to welcome him?
It's a big celebration. It's a celebration of life. We want the whole community to see faith as a good thing that can help strengthen life, that can help us look after the world better, look after each other better. And so we're hoping that today is going to be a focus for recommitting ourselves to looking after each other.
And this enthronement ceremony then, where does it all begin and what is involved? It ranges, doesn't it, from singing school children to brass bands?
It does. We're starting up at St Mark's Church, Bishop Down, on the edge of the city. In the old days, the bishop would trot in on his horse and get off his horse there, which is where the place got its name of Bishop Down. We're then going to come through the streets of the city, right through the city centre, with a Salvation Army band, with a choir of singing children waving banners. And then he'll get to Mitre House, which used to be a pub on the edge of the close, and that's where he puts his robes on. Then we're going to be welcomed into the close by the cathedral choirs. And the tradition is that the head boy chorister greets him in Latin. And in the old days, the bishop had to answer him back in Latin, but Bishop Nicholas says, no, he's going to get it in English.
He's a bit rusty on his Latin.
I think he'd rather everybody understood what he was saying. And then we come into the cathedral, and all kinds of people are going to be taking part in the ceremony in the cathedral. And it's a way of saying that there's a huge number of things that the Diocese of Salisbury does, and we want to reflect those in the service.
And these traditional methods, then, and why are they still important, would you say, in the 21st century?
I think the traditions of the past give us resources to face the future, and we want to use those and think, well, what do they mean? What does it mean to have an address in Latin? Well, what the boy is actually going to say in Latin, which is going to be translated into English by the head girl chorister, is about using the skills that Bishop Nicholas has from St Martin in the Fields, which is a terrific church for serving the poor and the homeless here in this diocese for the benefit of others. So we can use that tradition to get across something for the future.
And there's a service as well at 12, but it's not open for everyone, is it, sadly?
Well, we've only got places, health and safety laws, for 1,689 people. I actually think there's going to be more here than that. We can't squeeze everybody in, but of course he's going to be seen by far more people through the streets. And anybody that wants to join in with that procession is really very welcome. We're going to come down Bourne Hill and into Rolleston Street, then into New Canal, into the old George Moore shopping centre before getting to the close. And anybody can join in. Anybody can watch what's going on in Coristers Green. And of course, some people are going to be no-shows, so it's always worth turning up about 20 past 11 to see if there are some seats left.
Good tip, good tip. Jonathan, what's your next task for this morning?
Well, this morning I've got to deliver service sheets to places where people are going to get ready for the service. And then I've got to take some robes to Mitre House to leave them there for later on. And the lady there says she's going to iron them for us.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
No good at ironing then, Jonathan.
Something I don't have to do. No.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning and good luck with today. That's Jonathan Ball, who's the Bishop's chaplain, a very busy man today. And yes, the ceremony starts at 10:30. But the Bishop, I'm pleased to announce, will be with us just after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll find out how he's feeling on his big day for his enthronement ceremony.